Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. The trail folk are rounding out week two with the Nebing Summer Express bearing down on the territory. By next time we meet over the airwaves, our skinny spring will give way to the warm season solstice. This final column for the spring season 2013 finds the atmosphere along the upper trail remaining on the cool side. In fact, the Smiths have even cranked up the wood stove a couple times since June took over. However, remembering how stifling it could be, there are no complaints coming from this resident of the woods in regard to coolness. Once again, the rain gods have forgotten border country, but on the favorable side of the ledger, several spectacular sunny days were logged. On a less desirable side of things, fire danger is again on the upswing, and backcountry roads are choking in dust. The sugar maples have been the last to unfurl their summer tokens in our neighborhood, thus completing the leaf-out process. With that, our summer camouflage is in place, and venues that we've been looking at for months are now obscured in many textures of green. The gushing spring meltdown has rapidly given way to mere trickles in most streams. Due to the absence of rain over the watershed and the slowdown of these sustaining lifelines, I've noticed our first drop in the lake level on Gunflint. The same may already be happening on other area lakes, too. The Gunflint Gal looks to have dropped about 4 inches from its high mark a couple weeks ago. The lake water is warming, although slowly. A check of the reading at Wildersmith Dock, as of last Sunday, showed a cool but improved 50 degrees. This is still not close to be inviting for a dip, so lake users should be cruising on the side of caution. Since nearly all aspects of normal have been tardy with our spring, it's not unexpected that the black fly season has started late too. I don't know this to be a case scientifically, but the cool weather must have them miffed. They're always nasty, but they seem angrier than usual. These black fly nasties, being one of the three ingredients for a good blueberry crop, it would seem that we might have another booming crop with a little more warmth and much needed rain. The reconnaissance crew of mosquitoes has done their preseason investigating and has called in their troops as well. So now it's all about survival of the smartest. In these parts, I'm the Sultan of SWAT. August can't come soon enough. With the frequency of moose observations along the byway on the decline, it was a real treat to catch one in a trailside pond during a recent jaunt. The big old gal was quite content to allow photo ops as she munched on swamp bottom tenders. There was no accompanying calf that could be seen, and with her nonchalant approach to us nosy observers, one would think that she must be childless. This becomes even more unsettling with the recent news from DNR researchers in regard to the alarming death rate amongst this year's calf crop. On the other hand, the bear population is reported to be immense, with an estimated 12,000 in northeastern Minnesota. Not long ago, I heard about the sighting of a mama bear and her triplets. How about that for a ready-made family? The abundance of these Brunos may also be a factor in the moose calf demise, but that's all part of nature's plan. It's us humans that must eliminate some of our unsavory practices to remove the part we may be playing in the moose decline equation. Happily, I have to report that the area teddies have not made an appearance in the Wildersmith neighborhood yet. Guess the folks down shore to the west must be keeping them occupied. Another reminder that the fish fry at Chickwack Museum and Nature Center takes place this coming Monday, the 17th at 12 noon. Plan to get out there early to take in the beauty of the surroundings, tour through the museum, and to savor the smell of fried Missouri walleyes, potatoes, and the trimmings along the shores of Sag Lake's Front Bay. Then 1 month later to the day, the annual Gunflint Trail canoe races take center stage. Planning is full speed ahead. Members of the Gunflint community are needed once more to step up with their volunteerism for the big event. Please say yes when called upon. We need you. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor the beauty of our northern woods.